to listen to mayors who are on the front lines. Mayors who see things like I saw on August 4th, 3 years ago, my first year as mayor, when we had a bizarre torrential downpour, something that is happening increasingly because of climate change, which is real. To see families that were flooded out of their homes, to see places in this city that were flooded with water that have never been flooded with water. It's real, and we have to deal with it. We can't ignore it. We can't stick our head in the sand. We can't pretend it's not happening. We have to work together to make sure that we are building an infrastructure for the future and that we are doing everything that we can to reduce the impact of human activity on climate change. And that's why the city of Albany is staying on track. So I want to echo that, you know, while I couldn't care less about the president's resorts and golf courses around the world, I will point out that some of them, including his beloved Mar-a-Lago, are projected to be underwater in a few decades. So even if he doesn't stand for his own self-interest, I care. I don't care about those properties, although, you know, they will be underwater. But I do care about the people of Cambodia and Vietnam and Bangladesh, right? Who haven't contributed to global warming the way that we have, but who will be affected first and most deeply. I care about them. I care about those residents of Albany who are impacted by these increased weather events that were happening. And I care about the future of our planet. So we have made a pledge to be 100% clean and renewable energy by 2035. Yay! It's an ambitious goal. It's an ambitious goal, but we just installed our first solar array on top of the Swinburne Park skating rink, and it is live, right? We have committed to a 20% energy reduction in our municipal buildings by 2020, and we're ahead of schedule. We're looking to buy back our streetlights, switch them over to LEDs. It not only saves our environment, it saves our taxpayers money. Hey, Mr. President, guess what? This is good for business. We've made a commitment to divert 65% of waste from our landfill, and we have we are underway in getting smarter about recycling, making it easier for our residents, and giving them an incentive to recycle. And we're looking to reduce our CO2 emissions. We have an energy plan that we are activating. In addition to streetlights and solar on buildings, I'm pleased to say the new construction at Ida Yarborough of all of that affordable housing, green roofs and solar. So I just want to reiterate that I'm a member of the Compact of Mayors. We're a certified climate smart city. We are staying on track. I will advocate with you and with mayors from across the country. We need to stay the course. We need to care about our planet. And we need to tell this president he is dead wrong. Thank you. Yeah.